have a surprise.
We're getting on those boats.
Oh, nobody can use that.
This is the craziest party I've ever been to.
You're more like a shark. I'm gonna regret that. I can't make it to the Super Bowl.
Everybody, welcome to the first ever vlog style episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. We're doing something a little bit different today. I know we've experimented with kind of vlogging in the past, and you know, it's been me holding the camera. It hasn't really been so great. So if you're listening to this, you might want to wait until you can watch this episode, because I am inviting you guys to the Super Bowl. I don't know what number Super Bowl this is. 11? 11? It's not 11.
Sorry, not.
The 11th Super Bowl ever. This number Super Bowl in Las Vegas with me. We're flying there with Braxton today, and this is going to be a full submersive style episode. Like, when I say you guys are coming to the clubs with me, you're coming out with me, you're getting ready with me, you guys are going to see everything, every side of me, and I am so beyond excited for this. This is the moment I've been waiting for, and I thought, what better of an episode to introduce this new style format to you guys than the Super Bowl? This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. I have a really bad habit of not like packing until I'm 10 minutes out of having to go to the airport, and this is the current situation that we're looking at. I guess I forgot to pack any type of color this weekend. Like, I am wearing just all black shoes. Like, I don't think the only one color I have is this dress, and that's because I'm presenting at the NFL honors this weekend. That's going to be more of like a red carpet fancy big moment, so that will be a lot of fun. I'm going to that with Braxton. And yeah, for the rest of everything, I just brought black everything. We're doing a little golf moment this weekend, and I really need to stop sitting on these clothes and instead put them in a suitcase, but we'll get there in a minute. And you know why I'm especially scared for this weekend? One, it's Super Bowl weekend. Last year, I went to Super Bowl weekend. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona. I had the best time of my entire life. Like, when I tell you, it was such a fun weekend, and not only is it Super Bowl weekend and there's massive parties, everyone's flying out to Vegas for this, but we're in Vegas. Vegas is a whole different beast, a whole different animal. Vegas will suck the life out of you. I've never been there for more than 2 days, and I feel like that's just a known thing with Vegas. Like, you go, you get in, you get out. You cannot stay there for that long because you will, I don't know how you will survive, but we are going for 6 days to Vegas. I may not make it out on the other end. The two times that I've been to Vegas before, the first time was my college fall break, my senior year, and we were just balling on a budget for that one. We were like booking the cheapest places we could stay. I'm pretty sure the place that my friend stayed, it didn't have like any like lights in the hotel. It was like broken down, and I liked Vegas that time. Like, we had a really good time, but we were definitely doing it on like the dingier side. Like, we were just trying to go there in the cheapest possible way that we can. I flew back on some like whack airline, and I don't even know, like the plane almost broke down halfway through. It was like the craziest flight I've ever seen in my life. People were standing up partying the whole way back. The guy next to my friend was like puking on her, like sitting on her. I was like, what is going on? So that was my first experience in Vegas. My second experience in Vegas is when I went with Kristen this fall for F1, and that was a little bit more bougier of a weekend. And I feel like this one is going to be a little mix of both. We're going to get into everything this weekend, and I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. By the end of it, I'm probably never going to want to go back to Vegas ever again, but right now I'm very excited to go and get there. I have to put down this microphone or we're not going to make the flight. Let's go.
Braxton is stinking up the flight with his beef jerky. It really smells so bad.
I'm that person right now, and I don't like it. So I probably won't be eating anymore.
All right, we're on our first flight of the day. So we're going from Miami to Chicago right now, and then Chicago to Vegas.
We're spending 5 nights in Vegas.
I made fun of Braxton for eating beef jerky, but I'm about to...
She has a hard-boiled egg. That's way worse. It smells horrific. Can you please close the cup? Okay. All right. Well, now this plane has an egg in it.
Let's see what's happening out the window. They're off to Vegas to break their livers. My one snack that I always have to get when I'm flying is some hot Cheetos. Ooh, these ones look skinny.
I have some more.
These are so good. I've been having stomach problems this week, though, and this probably is not going to help at all. Get out of here.
We have made it to Chicago. Are these not the biggest pours of wine that you've ever seen in your life? Mine's a little bit lower because I drank it already. But Braxton's is this red one, and it's full to the brim. We're kicking off Vegas with a glass of wine, although we're still in Chicago. We need to make sure that we make it to our flight to Vegas. But right now we're in the Admiral's Lounge. Braxton has his like fancy schmancy status, so he got us up here. Let me show you around. Over here we have the bar, and there's like coffee machines over here. Okay, you get to click away. I just accidentally made a coffee, so I guess we're having a decaf latte. Anyhow, well, that's being made. There's basically a bunch of seats, and then there's some soup over here, which I dove into already. Oh, they took the soup away. Never mind. But everyone here seems very professional up here. They do not want to be disturbed. So good thing I'm roaming around with the camera. But I have my fancy date over here. We didn't really do the best job planning our flight because now we have a 4-hour flight to Vegas.
Yeah.
And we already had like a 3.5-hour flight here. Or was that more? That felt like 10 hours.
Like, it was like three. It's like three.
Cheers. I think we need to drink this wine and pass out on the next flight because this first one was kind of brutal for me. I was like really awake. We aren't the smartest because we knew we were going to the Super Bowl for probably since last Super Bowl. And we didn't book a flight until this last week. So yeah, there was no flights left. So we're having a like 2-hour layover in Chicago right now. But I'm enjoying it. I'm loving this lounge.
Yeah.
How do I get myself up here? La la la, I'm gonna be drunk off this one glass of wine. Okay, Braxton was in charge of ordering the food. He went a little crazy. Chicken bites look
great.
Those
are the best things.
Fries looking great.
Oh. Undercooked, maybe?
Don't be picky. Don't be picky.
Quesadilla looks good. What do you think?
That's the best fry I've ever had.
I'm gonna save you guys and I'm gonna turn off the camera for us eating. We'll be back when we're on our next flight to Vegas. Here we go. Into our Vegas suite. Woo! Oh my God. Wow, what a did you do that?
No.
They just know? Oh wow. Where's the tiger in the bathtub?
Where's Tyson?
Feeling bougie. So this is one bathroom and then there's one over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. So I can make a mess in one and then you can have the other. I think I'm gonna need this one. This one's mine.
Wait, excuse. Oh, the shower, that's why.
This is a little bit better.
Yeah, it's bigger. Okay. Oh, I'm booted.
I need to shower, go to bed. We will see you guys in the morning. Hopefully I have a little bit more energy. Good morning! First day in Vegas. I really feel like we're in the Saltburn house over here. To go down the dance floor. I'm so excited. We have room service on the way. We have coffee, have some oatmeal with some fruit. La la la. So happy to be here. You can see the beach.
The beach?
You can see the beach club. We see the sphere. There's a golf course. We see the mountains. This is gonna be the only morning I wake up with energy and a smile on my face. Our room service is here. We have some oatmeal for me and we have a breakfast burrito for Braxton, aka my cameraman. I'm so excited. There's something so good about room service. Like, it's just everything's better. When I get to a hotel, like, I would be happy this whole week in Vegas just sitting in this room. We're not doing that, but I love room service. I'll just put my hand out and spin myself when the time is right. Perfect. I felt it. So we're in our hotel room right now. Braxton and I are staying in this room and I'm sitting in our chair for hair and makeup. We are officially now getting ready for our first event in Vegas. I was saying I'm feeling very peppy and enthusiastic right now. I may not be this peppy and enthusiastic later on in the week. We're getting ready for the NFL Honors, which is the end of the year NFL award show, and I'm going to be presenting an award, which is insane, and I'm a little nervous about it because it's gonna be live, it's gonna be on TV, and I can't trip or fall or mess up my words, so wish me luck with that. I don't have too many lines, I have like two lines. Getting my hair and makeup done, I always feel very bougie. I feel like I'm still not used to it yet, and every time I've been to Vegas before, I'm like on the floor, crunching down in front of the window doing my makeup. So this is a little bit of a different experience and it's honestly like so nice and relaxing and I have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, I'm not doing anything, I'm sitting here, so. So we have put the extensions in my head and now we are gonna cut them to a reasonable length. This honestly reminds me, like, I would always get tape-ins in college, or not tape-ins, I would do clip-ins, mm-hmm. and then just take kitchen scissors and, like, cut them straight across and, like, go out to the bars and, like, post in. So we're upgrading from the kitchen scissors right now. Braxton had a hair appointment booked this week, and I made him cancel it because I was like, you're not cutting your hair, and he's very stressed out about his hair for tonight.
Yep.
I keep wanting to say offensive, but it's offensive. Offensive. Yeah. Not offensive.
Yeah.
The most offensive player of the year. I will have breakfast at any time of the day. Walking. I think that's good, right?
Yeah. Good.
We've got it down.
Okay. You look so good.
We're not gonna be late. Now we're going to the NFL Honors And I'm presenting an award.
What award are you presenting?
Miss NFL Woman over here.
I like that. Yeah, she's presenting
Offensive Player.
Nope.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Offensive
and I can't mess it up.
Of the Year.
This is my first time presenting an award. And I'm very honored to present it for the NFL. I'm very excited.
That is cool.
What if they ask us to kiss?
Braxton wants a basil.
Braxton wants a basil from his mommy. Braxton wants a basil.
Real quick, so I need some video. Did you guys get the card
thing?
Maybe
we get a basil.
Yeah.
That's your valet.
No, I did it. Did you?
How was your journey here?
Here we go.
We're back from the NFL honors. I presented. I didn't mess up any of my words. It was great.
Words.
Now we're gonna pop some bubbly, and we're gonna have a night. Woo!
Cheers.
Actually, I have a surprise.
A surprise.
A surprise. Well, because
what is it?
You did a great job, and you'll understand what it is when I give it to you. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
It's something that we both can wear that match.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
You'll see. Open it.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
What?
Do you love it, Panda?
Are these pandas?
They're pandas.
Oh.
How funny.
Look at this panda necklace. Are you kidding me? Oh, this is the coolest necklace ever. Thank you. I love you.
Welcome,
I love you.
Love you. Come on, let's put it on.
Look at these pandas. Are you kidding me? Oh, we have to wear these tonight.
Yeah.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You love it?
Look at this panda necklace.
It's actually so cool. It came out so
backstory,
good.
Backstory, if anyone's like, what
the hell
are they talking about? We call each other Panda because, how did that start?
You started it.
Because Natalie always said Panda for like people like she loved and like were obsessed with. So then we started calling each other Panda, and then like his car is called Panda. And then there were so many like Panda things that just
And then you told
happened.
All my friends.
And then I told Braxton's friends that we call each other Panda, and then they got us pandas, and then my mom has the same pandas that me and Braxton has. It's pretty crazy. Wow. Wait, these are so cool.
Yeah, choking with
it. Yeah, right? Yeah, make it tighter.
This is not real. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know.
It's like, kind of looks like Mickey Mouse, but like so much cooler.
So much cooler. And you actually have to get pretty close to like understand what it is.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, she just has like that really cool like
bear.
Hello Kitty on her neck. Wow. We're certified pandas now.
Yeah, we can't change. That actually has to stick now.
This is the coolest thing ever.
It's so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I'm glad you love it. It was so hard to keep from you.
We have the coolest necklaces ever. Thank you, Braxton. This is so cool. I've always wanted to wear like Braxton's like initial, like, you know, like maybe like a big B. But like this is better.
This is so much better.
I got a big panda.
You got a panda around.
I got a big diamond panda on my chest. Whoa. Cheers to a successful Thursday. Off to dinner we go. Woohoo!
That's how we do. Really drunk.
We've stayed up so late, the sun is up. We've just had a wild night. Oh, come on.
Follow along.
MTV, welcome to my crib. They have the gondola rides over here, which we need to do. There's one thing I'm doing, we're getting on those boats. Braxton's
and get us a boat.
Okay.
Shit. We just have to get a Fat Tuesday's cup.
Have to.
No, we'll do two of those. Fat Tuesdays! This is the craziest party I've ever been to! It's so good. It's the best drink I've ever had. You can catch me in
Vegas. You're giving me so much shit, so I'm like, we're gonna bring the energy.
You're not gonna get the energy today!
You missed a straw.
I bet you it probably looks so good. You catch me on a big shot of ride like a warrior. And I say yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Oh, fuck, yeah! No. I got the yeehaw, I'd rather have the other part. Catch me on a big shot of ride like a warrior. Yeehaw! Bro.
Today is our first morning in Vegas. Well, actually, I guess technically our second morning.
First morning after doing something.
And last night took an unexpected turn because we were planning to not go out after the NFL honors, which maybe we should debrief the NFL honors. Really
yeah,
quick.
We can start there.
I had a great time.
I thought it was really cool. It was very well done. The show was good. And you did very well.
I presented an award. I didn't mess up my words. I tried my best to look normal walking on stage. I think it went very well. And we didn't get into any sort of trouble. It was good.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really cool seeing you do that.
Afterwards, there were some after parties, but we decided not to go. And we came back to the room. And then we went out to dinner at Tao. And I literally was saying, I was like, I haven't taken a shot since December because I did 30 hard. And then last weekend, I just didn't take any shots.
And
I was like, I just can't take shots. Like, I don't think I'm going to be taking shots this weekend. I don't think it's going to be happening. Literally 5 minutes later, Earl girls come sprinting up and they're like, we have shots for you. Like,
they
come take
a
shot with us. They bring a sparkly tower of shots and we took it. We took one together. It was really good. And then I got drunk after that one shot and then proceeded to order more shots for our table. And then we hit up Fat Tuesdays. We got some Fat Tuesdays cups, which are still in our room right now. I think we should bring them out with us tonight. There's nothing better than a Fat Tuesday sippy cup. And we went to the casino.
And how'd that go?
We lost all Braxton's money.
Yeah. We
This is not my fault.
They ran us. Marco ran us, and then the other guy came.
Yeah.
And he ran us off the table. And then we were almost out of it. And I said, let's go play roulette. Let's try to win some of it back, which never works in a casino.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
Where were you? Like, where?
I was thinking about how there's free drinks in the casino.
Yeah, because
and no
so
one told me that.
That.
I thought we were paying for these drinks we were having in the casino last night. Did you guys know that drinks in the casino are free?
What? Yeah, she was like, by the way,
they're
like, you should charge it.
I was like, we
charge
should
it to the room.
I think we should like, charge them to
charge it to your room. And I said, what do you charge? What? And she's like, the drinks. And I was like, in the casino. And she's like,
I didn't
yeah.
know drinks in the casino were free.
Yeah, they want you to drink for
like,
free
that
so that you gamble
me.
More and you make
well,
bad
well,
decisions.
I feel like we
and
should
it
just
works.
Go to the casino then to pregame, or do they have
yeah,
to
no,
see you like taking out?
No, like people do that. Like,
really?
Yeah, people go and like pregame there because you get free drinks. You hang around.
But what if you don't like spend any money? You just want to sit there. Can you get a drink?
Yeah.
And now, today, we have, I don't even think you guys understand, we have RSVP'd to, I think, 7 parties for tonight.
We have a marathon coming up.
And we are just still planning to go to every single one of them. I'm like, we have to like cut one out. And I'm like, okay, but this one has Post Malone. But this one's cool. But this one's with the NFL. But this one has like really good food. But this one, like, I think all the people will be at and be the most fun. So it's like, how do you say no to anything? So
that's why we're not.
We're going to be having an actual marathon today. And I'm a little nervous.
Yeah,
but
you,
it should be fun.
Are you going to be able to do it?
I don't.
You got tired very quickly last night.
I got very tired very fast last night because of the time change. So I'm going to have some aminoline berry elixir.
Those are on the way.
Yes, we actually ordered some to the hotel because I was like, I'm going to need some energy drinks for tonight because those things are like literally crack. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that,
that's
but like
probably not
they really wake you up. They really wake you
no,
up.
No, they work.
They work. So that's what I have to say about them. But I think while we're sitting down and we're talking about football this weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, the NFL posted Braxton and I, these pictures of Braxton and I, pull it up from Booth by Bryant at the NFL Honors last night. Literally just a whole slide dedicated to us. And I can't even click on the comments because I already know they're all going to be like, can we stick to football here, please?
Let's see.
I can't believe that. The NFL really, they live for the tea. I love it.
Content.
They love the couple content. And this is so cute. So I think we should tell the Earl girls how I am as a football girlfriend.
Okay.
Do you have any commentary? Am I supportive?
You're very supportive.
Or like what, how am I?
Very supportive. I gotta say that since you really turn the page and like understand football and like get it. So like after games, you're a terrible loser, which I can appreciate and I respect.
I don't like losing.
But the thing is, after a loss, the last thing I want to do right after a game is talk about the loss. That is the last thing that I want to do. We're in the car.
Every time the Dolphins would lose.
I'm in the car. She's in the passenger seat. We're driving home. And like, look, it's not like I'm like running around pissed off, but like, I don't want to talk about it. It just happened. It's fresh. And
I'm like, I don't understand how the ref called the flag on this one play.
That's how everything starts. Well, I don't understand.
I'm like, well, couldn't you guys just really have pulled it together in the last quarter there?
Why do you guys like run it up the middle? Like, isn't that like not a good idea?
That's something I don't understand about football. When they are running the ball, like why, when there's a huge group of guys, they run just straight through it just to like get 2 feet maybe, but there's all this maybe potential space to run around, but that also seems very scary.
I understand
to
the
run
question,
right through 12 people,
but it's drawn up a man for a man, and like the blocking scheme is drawn up to where like it works, and obviously a lot of times it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I just feel like it
but
never
if you run
works.
To the side in the NFL, it just doesn't
the
work.
The only time I see it
fast.
Working is when you have like 1 yard to go to get the first and 10,
good job.
But I don't see what the point of that is at any other point. Like, you know you're not going to get that far.
But that's just not true. Like, I could show you any game played this year where a team ran up the middle for a touchdown.
I don't know.
I get the question, though. It doesn't look good, but it does work.
It seems
and
dangerous
it's drawn up.
Also.
Well, it's not the safest sport. We've established that.
I don't... I'm drooling. I don't like... Not that I don't like losing. No one likes losing.
No one likes losing.
I just like
she just wants to talk about it.
I just want to like talk about it, and I want to understand why, because I've been trying to learn about football this year because I really didn't know that much before, and now I know a lot, I will say.
No, you know a lot. You're very like, and the questions you ask are, besides like the losing ones, the questions you ask are like high level, like they're impressive, but it's just the fact that
like what's a high level question that I've asked?
Like you asked, what's the difference between pass interference and defensive holding?
Oh.
Which is like a high-level question.
I still don't really understand that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's very intricate. It's very intricate. Pass interference is when the ball's in the air. Defensive holding is before the ball's thrown.
Yeah, I just don't understand how everyone knows the call. Like, how does everyone have their eyes on every part of the field and knows the call before it actually happens? Like, for me, I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, I need to like rewatch everything 10 times. Like everyone already is screaming in the stands and like knows the exact call.
Yeah. Well, the more you watch, the more you're familiar with like where the flag's thrown and at what point in the play the flag was thrown. And then you kind of use context clues and it always dwindles down to like one or two calls it could be.
And then another question I feel like I see on the internet, which we could clarify up for everyone, is this girl, the one who always makes the videos, that's just like always very mean. She was like, Braxton Berrios got dropped from the Dolphins.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So maybe we just
well,
clarify
also my
that
post,
situation.
So after every season, like everybody does it, you just you basically do like a recap of the season post. Like this was an amazing season. You know, post all the pictures with your teammates, yada yada. And so I do it every year. I do it every year, and yada, yada. I guess this one because of whatever. Everybody's like, oh my God, like he's done. Like he's not coming back.
Braxton only had a 1 year contract with the Dolphins.
So I signed a 1 year deal. And so technically this coming March, technically I'll be a free agent. Now, anything can happen. Like, I can obviously very well go back to the Dolphins. I can go somewhere else. But the fact of the matter is, like, all that, like, it's just, you know, not dropped, entering free agency. So is, you know, 20% of NFL players. Like, it's just, like, part of how it goes when your contract's up with that team.
Yeah. So when do you think you'll know? By, like, March?
Yeah, March. Probably? Yeah, early to mid-March. I'll know.
We'll check back in with you guys. Yeah. Where Braxton will be.
But yeah, I'm glad we got to clarify that. Because I saw, well, I saw it everywhere. Like,
my dad texts me. He goes, did the Dolphins drop Braxton? I'm like, no, he only had a one-year contract.
Well, everybody was like, wow, he's this definitely means he's not coming back. Like, all these things. And it's like, I just said that this year was the most fun year I've ever had. Like, there was nothing else to that. But everybody took it and ran with it.
Yeah. So, and I guess you don't really care who wins the Super Bowl this year. I mean,
no, I want to see a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I'm excited for the game. We're going in a suite with the NFL. So, like, I'm besties with the NFL guys. They love me. They love Braxton, but they love me more. And I love them more. So,
yeah. Got it.
So, we're going with the NFL. And apparently, there's going to be cool people in the suite, which I don't know. Who do you think it's going to be?
I have no idea. We're going to find out, though. Honestly, it could be anybody, but it will be a good suite. I'm excited.
We have on film us practicing the poses. So, like, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Please put that in. Explanatory.
Explanatory. Vegas.
Got it.
Woo! Woo! Nice. These copies are good. For the past few months, Braxton has said he's going to grow out his hair. He's like, I'm going to make it longer. I'm going to grow it out. I'm like, so cute, love. Let's do that. I personally never like when guys get haircuts. And then we're approaching this past week and his hair finally gets long. Like, it literally finally gets to the point where it's long. And he's like, you know, I made a hair appointment for this week. Like, I'm going to cut it.
No, I didn't say cut it. Trim it. Exactly. I said,
but
I'm going to get a trim.
Every time
a
guy
goes
in for a haircut and they say it's a trim, they come out bald. And you cannot prove me wrong. And no guy, in my opinion, ever looks good with a fresh haircut.
Okay.
It always looks better, like a little scruffier.
Yeah, but what you don't understand, all right, when you grow your hair out, right, you get it trimmed, correct?
Yes, but
No, wait, but you get it trimmed.
Yeah.
That's it. You get it trimmed, you get it shaped, so it looks good, and you continue to grow it.
But
that's
every time Braxton gets his hair trimmed, it looks like someone took a lawnmower to his head and he'll like come over to my house with baseball cap on. And I'm like, I know that you cut your hair. So basically we had a big debacle this week of like, how's he going to style his hair? He's very worried about it. I was like, don't worry. I'll bring my hairspray and my texture spray and like all my makeup for you. You can use it all. And we styled his hair. It looks great. And all of the comments on my post yesterday were like, Braxton hair looks so good.
No, I saw a few like, needs to get cut.
No.
There's a few. I promise you. I'll show them.
Okay, whatever. But everyone agreed with me that Braxton's longer
hair
looks
like
better.
My long hair. I do. It's just sometimes hard to style. And since it's been growing for, 3+ months without a cut, I just wanted to get it trimmed. Like, shaped.
Yeah, but I think every other girl understands that like no one likes when their boyfriend gets a haircut. I think.
See, I don't think you're in the majority there.
I
don't think you're in the majority.
It's not even a, I think it's an I know.
Really?
It's an I know.
That needs to be a poll.
It's a poll. You're already losing. You lose all these like little things because I'm always right. What did I teach you? What did I teach you?
What did you try to teach me?
I'm always right. I am. It's actually a thing. Every time we have one of these disagreements, I'm always right.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, right now I'm already right. I already see.
You think so?
Yep.
That's the thing. It's not a drastic change. It's just like a haircut. Like every guy gets haircuts.
But no one looks good. Okay.
That's such.
It's okay. I love you.
I love you too. But I'm telling you, I think you're in the minority here. Haircuts look good. And again, it wasn't drastic. That was my thing.
You're really dragging this one on.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up. Braxton's off to do some stuff for work, and I'm having a little Earl Girl day in Vegas alone. I found these gondolas yesterday. I'm thinking I need to gondola with you guys today. Like, I'm just going to take you guys around Vegas with me today while Braxton's out working and, you know, making all that money so that we can gamble with it in the casino tonight. Because I don't know. One thing about me is I don't really want to take out my own money to gamble with.
That's okay.
After what I saw last night.
So let me ask you this. If I give you $500
and I win
and you win, so say
I
you
won
win
that money, I think
so
I have
yours?
To keep it. I could give
incredible.
You back the $500 that you lent me, but say I made $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, then that would be, then I keep $1,000 and I give you back what you gave me. So
okay,
you're just,
no, that's fair. I was curious of what this answer was. That's fair.
Yeah.
But if you lose the $500, that's just on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I agree with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, maybe.
So it's a lose tie for me.
It's always.
Okay.
It's just always that way.
That's not true.
All right.
This is a win.
Well, I love you. Go have fun at work. I'm off to spend a day with the girls.
Sounds good. Have fun.
No boys allowed. Bye. Girls' day in Vegas. Here we go. So we've made it onto a little gondola. We're just cruising around this nice Friday morning in Vegas. I hope you guys are loving our date that we're on today. Being on the water is really calming my nausea that I was feeling this morning. Has anyone ever fallen in?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mostly drunk people.
Oh my god. I could see that happening. I'm only a little scared.
Do you guys want to
fall? Sure.
Like a big pizza pie, lots of morning.
Kristen.
Hey.
Guess what I'm doing right now?
You're about to
say? Having a great day on the water. I'm honestly loving this little girls' trip, girls' day. Ran into some Earl girls in the casino.
Hey!
We're heading back into the casino right now because I'm gonna try and be a good girlfriend and win Braxton back some of his money that he lost last night, aka I lost it because he gave it to me to gamble with. So here we go. We're back in bed. I did not win any more money and I'm taking a nap. I'll see you guys in a little bit, and we're getting ready for our first night out in Vegas, and I'm a little scared about it. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. We are getting ready right now to go out. Braxton's about to come back to the room, and last time he saw me, I was passed out in the bed. So we're gonna see what he thinks of this look.
I love it.
We're snatching my hair up right now, and this is very much so giving me a facelift and probably a little bit of a headache, but it's gonna look good. Let's call my little sister. Isabel, you're a good sister.
I know, bye.
Hey! I love you. What are you doing?
I love you.
Do you like my eyeliner?
Yes, it looks so sly.
It looks so sly. You got the stamp of approval, JoJo. Photos and then do the jello shots. I'm gonna have jello on my face for sure. Robe is good. Okay. We're taking team jello shots before we go out tonight. Cheers! Here is the dress on. It has this fun little hoop-de-loop at the bottom. I have no idea. And then some netting up here. I actually saw this on the runway for New York Fashion Week, and I was obsessed with it, and then I cannot believe I'm wearing it now. All right, here is Braxton's outfit of the day. We have a strap and some fire on the shoulder. For now. Here is the final look of the night. We're giving like alien Vegas girl, tube girl. I cannot wait. Honestly, this is like a fun, spunky outfit for me. We're ready to go. Happy Saturday. We're actually like alive and well today. We pulled it together and now we have a day party and then we're gonna come back, do full glam hair makeup again, and then we're going to a night party. So today we're going to Michael Rubin's party during the day. I'm wearing this black set, vintage Dior, and I was so cold last night. Like someone had to give me hand warmers. I was freezing. It was probably the coldest I've ever been in my life. But I don't think I'm gonna bring a jacket just cause it'll like mess with the outfit. I don't know if that's bad and I'm gonna regret that for sure. Can I post it? I feel like it's not that bad. All right, we got back from the party. We made it. Now we are re-getting ready to go out tonight. We're gonna do a little bit more of like a smoky eye look tonight. The party today was honestly really fun. Alex got a little drunk. But it's okay, because it's Saturday and we're in Vegas.
Y'all go to Glam 2610. Right down the hall.
Listen! Everyone is gonna be fine to wake up in the morning.
Be quiet when you leave.
Everyone is gonna be just fine.
Watch how it turns to 1 p.m.
Shut the door softly, babe.
And me waking up in the morning?
No,
I don't have better than me waking up.
No. No. Hey, I'll be fine.
Okay, you say so.
I just need to keep drinking this drink before I actually go to bed. So we were at the party and like they had the carpet and then they had press there. They're like, oh, do you want to do some questions? We were like, sure. We did not know what we were signing ourselves up for. It was actually an hour straight of questions. They were asking the weirdest things. What'd they say to me? They were like, something about, can you gritty? Yep. I'm like, oh yeah, we see you dance on TikTok or something. Like, can you gritty? And I was like, no. And then I got really nervous and they were like, come on, just like do a little dance. So yeah. I just kind of like
started shaking
out. I just kind of like started like shuffling and like, I oh my God, I don't know. I don't want to see those get posted anywhere, honestly. You guys at the Super Bowl. Bowl, like that's where you first like started dating last year, right? I was like, no.
She's like, how fun is it being back to the Super Bowl? You know, like, it's kind of like,
yeah,
one
she was
year.
Like, yeah. No, bitch. All right, and Justin was at the party today, which is kind of making me think he's going to perform with Usher at the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not sure, but I feel like if he's here,
he may have to, so I will be awaiting that performance.
We are finally now ready. Glam is done. I'm taking a moment. I'm sitting in bed because I'm really trying to muster up the courage to get up and put an outfit on and go out and drink again. So this will be fun.
Time to get up, sweetie.
I'm coming.
We're about ready to go again. For sure, one of my nipples is gonna come out tonight. That'll be fun. Are you ready?
Oh, it's gonna be a long one.
We're in Vegas. I did a very smoky eye tonight, and I'm honestly liking it. Sometimes I scare myself when I do this, but JoJo killed it tonight. I was a little drunk when she was doing my makeup, so I didn't really have the ability to say no, and I'm kind of happy about that. Lycra, keep it a stash. Bitch, you this shit.
What was that?
Think you the shit, bitch.
You're just a fart.
You're not even the fart. You wish you were a fart. You're more like a shart.
Oh, it says the girl who told everybody she's shart.
Okay, goodbye.
Guess where
Look
we are.
Who we ran into.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
And our bookies.
I'm on a double date with some drinks.
We're revived over here. I'm feeling a little bit better than I was in the room before.
We're back. I think we should order some room service.
What do you want?
Chicken like noodle soup. I can't make it to the Super Bowl tomorrow. We have to be up at 10 a.m.
Now we're taking off our makeup.
Whoa.
Never mind.
I look like a panda. Wait, let me see.
Hey guys.
Okay, wait, stop. That's gonna freak me out.
Really?
You go, hey guys. Yeah.
I'll see you on my fur.
Your fur?
My fur.
My panda.
My fur lashes. Okay, so really, shout out Glow Recipe.
Are you? Nobody can use that.
Nobody can use what?
Yeah.
Eh.
These strays. Hanging out. 303.
Cameraman, I need to see myself.
There you go.
And get ready with me. Oh my god, this feels so good.
What was the best part of the night?
I kind of liked when we were getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
When I was a little loopy.
Yeah.
From the day. Or actually getting drinks with Mona and Jalen.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, it was just like good conversations, fun. Nice to see them. So
yeah,
honestly,
awesome.
Maybe that.
I love them.
I mean, going out was really fun, but not the most fun. We got our food. We'll see you guys in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Q-U-A-Y.com.
Rise and shine. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We are about to start getting ready. I'm feeling great this morning, actually. Braxton, on the other hand. All right, time to start hair and makeup.
We got some Eggs Benedict over here. I'm not really sure how to...
Oh!
Oh, God.
Hello. We are gonna head over to the stadium, and first we're gonna tailgate for probably like 2 hours, and then if we're on time, and then we are going into the game. We're going in a suite with the NFL, which will be really fun, but I have no idea who we're gonna be with, so hopefully fun people. We were with a really fun group last year. I don't know if it's seeming a little cold out there today again. We may freeze outside because I'm not sure if I'm going to bring my jacket or not because it doesn't really go. We're just looking for a good game and a good time.
Oh my god, you look so pretty.
And we're going to style the outfit around these. And then we have these black boots. So here's how like the pants are laying on the ground. I feel like that's good with just like a little bit of toe out. I think you do need a haircut.
Actually. I told you, bang it. Can you say that again? Just please just say it again. I told her. Okay, that'll be the first thing we do when we get back to Miami.
Okay. I'm gonna wear my panda today. Oh, it's so cute. I think I'll bring sunglasses, maybe for the tailgating. Oh, I'm gonna be freezing.
Unless you just want me to stay home.
Okay.
I've never in my life used so much hairspray.
Well. Not going anywhere now.
Stop.
Okay. That's perfect.
I smell like a salon.
All right, we're ready to go to the Super Bowl. I'm gonna bring my camera with me, so we're gonna vlog there. Let's go.
We made it.
Well, not yet.
Well, we're in.
We see the stadium.
All right, so right here we have these little things. I guess this is for the halftime performance. And then we have tequila sodas.
We are Super Bowl ready.
Right now there's 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
0-0.
0-0. Oh, Daisy. And I'm still on my first drink. After the 30 hard, I'm just such a lightweight, so it feels like I've got three. Braxton's on three.
No, we're on two.
Cheers. So... where are you guys?
Gain of 8 yards.
All right, we got some doggity dogs. Oh. I have no idea what's on this one.
Here we go.
Right here. All right, so here's my idea. We take everything we have, chips,
No. And we go put it all on black.
That's a horrible idea.
I think it's kind of fun.
We have to go play blackjack.
All right.
We just got back from dinner after the Super Bowl. That was the craziest game I've ever
seen.
That was
wild. It's a good game. It's what
and
I expected.
And now,
now we're
going
to the
casino. I'm scared of these slot machines because I feel like you just lose all your money.
See, a lot of bar.
Holy hell, we're leaving. I don't want to go. Like, I just feel I do want to go, but at the same time, we've been here for so long that now it's like I feel more accustomed to my life here.
You could get used to this.
I don't remember life back home in Miami. I love it.
I can't wait to find out. I'm ready to go. It's been 5 nights in Vegas.
Well, don't be a hater.
No, it was fun.
Be grateful that you had an amazing partner with you.
Yeah, I did.
Yay.
It was fun.
We're about to helicopter to a plane to go back to Miami. So that'll be an interesting one. But I'm not going to film anything traveling home just because none of it's mine, so I feel like I can't really be filming any of that. But I'll meet you guys back in Miami. Bye, bitches.